Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, this mega massive naturalnews.com story just broke. It's at InfoWars.com. I suggest you share it. Woo! And this is another piece of the puzzle. We know what's going on. We know Omicron was made in the lab by white hats. The scan's complete. It's got more than 50 changes, but 20 plus in one area, 30 plus in another, to kill the spike protein and make it weak and then give you immunity to the spike protein itself. Very sophisticated genetic engineering, way beyond Moderna and Gates creating it in 2016, which has now come out. And so that's what's pissing. It still gets you sick, but nothing like the other variants. And so Gates has announced his next battle plan, which we told you about a long time ago. What do you think COVID-19 is? They didn't just give it to people through humans or through the shots. It's sprayed in the air. He approached the Pentagon about that in 2017. That's all come out. They said no. Bill Gates developing needleless vaccine that spreads like a virus in the unvaccinated. It is a virus. We're going to lay all that out coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls here. Who has been holding the longest? That would be Mark in the great state of Texas. Sir, go ahead.
Oh, great. It's a big honor, Alex. I'm a two-time 1776 coin holder. And what I really wanted to talk about was I'm running a Park 15 broadcaster. And it's a great way of getting all of your podcasts out to all my neighbors. And I hope that that other folks will pick up on that. And
for folks who don't know about that, well, so you're a low-power TV station.
It's a radio. It's radio. And it's more power. You can run more power legally than you might think.
I love it, brother. That's fantastic. What's on your mind about the military docs, Russia and Ukraine?
Yeah, well, I was looking at some of the news that I was seeing last night about Ukraine keeping all the men between 18 and 60 in the border, not letting them leave, got me to thinking. And I pulled up the military manuals about friend-to-foe ratios. And to delay an invading force, it's 1-6, and defend, it's 1-3. So if you keep all of the men between 18 and 60, engage them militarily, with a 1-3 to a 1-6 ratio, Ukraine actually has a stronger force than Russia.
Well, Putin has not really exaggerated his military. And again, because I'm not in love with Vladimir Putin, I just cover facts. He's admitted that their military is not that strong other than nuclear. They've got really hypersonic missiles that the U.S., by the way, does have. But they've really produced some amazing aerospace products. I just look at Russia as one big, delicious, juicy place full of resources and full of smart people and just where we should be developing. I would love them to be a big, open, free society and, you know, fly over there and own farms over there. And, I mean, the place is untapped. I mean, it's the biggest country in the world. It's full of everything. And the globalists are always fighting over it instead of just having free market. So let them have their Nord Stream 2 and let us have our pipelines. And let's just stop all this war and get down to business.
Absolutely. And I think that's another reason that COVID has been unleashed is to soften us up before the Civil War or Russia-China invasion. Or if they don't get us softened up enough, then maybe they'll have to resort to nukes. But I think it's all orchestrated. It's all going according to
absolutely. Somebody. I agree. But the UN's not going to come at us with blue helmets. They're going to come to the medical corps, the lockdowns, the liberals, Black Lives Matter. That is the UN globalist shock force. And, sir, thank you for getting three of the coins. Again, people are like, well, why is it an investment? It's way marked up. You're buying a piece of keeping us on air, a piece of history, a limited edition event, and those coins are already going for four times what people bought them. So thank you so much, Mark, for your support and all you do, brother.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Somebody putting up a low-powered TV station or radio station that doesn't interfere with other stations and telling your neighbors, hey, I got some forbidden info up, goes out a mile or whatever, put up a few signs, people tune in, and if you reach 100 people that start tuning in, you've changed the world. And so what he's doing is so amazing. Little things together do huge things. Many hands make light work. We'll be right back with more of your calls in 60 seconds.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alert us to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're all going to have color coding. The people that have got green are going to be so proud of it. They're just going to be... I don't have that credit. I've got green rating. They just walk right through at the, you know, at the hotels and at the airports and train stations. My RFID, they scan the chip and the license, they just pass that. I've got Easy Pass. I've got everything. I've got everything. I'm first class and you're not.
Honey, I just got a letter. I just got an email. I'm yellow rated. You didn't pay that bill on time.
It's all right, honey. We'll go in and talk to the men. They're in ski mask machine guns. You want to go in to see a director? Please, I'm with the neighborhood command. I deserve it.
All right, go on in.
Oh, we can get that back to green rating. I want 20,000 creds. Oh, you've got green rating again. All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Long after I'm dead. It could be a year, it could be 10 years, it could be 20 years. You're going to be living this, and I want you to remember it. Do you hear me, scum? I'm talking to the yuppies right now. Do you hear me? I defended this republic. I did everything I could. I fought as hard as I could.
Well, that's from 2005. Vintage Alex Jones. You know, you got Bitcoin mining going on. You got Alex Jones old clip mining. These clips are getting millions of views. So the people that grab them, it's all free to air. A lot of them are running and they're making advertising tens of thousands of dollars mining Alex Jones clips. But I'm not dead yet. I'm still here. Wow, what a world. What a time. What insanity. Imagine what 20 years, 22 years from now will be like if we're still alive. We haven't vaporized the planet. Carlos in Canada, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. We're still here. Just a quick, I don't think President Putin had a choice to do what he did. President Zelensky, a few weeks back, threatened to reactivate the nuclear capabilities that were left in Ukraine from the Soviet Union days.
I thought the nukes. I saw the threat to rearm, but weren't the nukes all moved out?
Well, we don't know. Well, what we do know is that still sealed the deal. And also, at the same time, there's another dimension which is not mentioned here too much, and that is that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was you know, something that had been prevented. Many American Israelis have been opposed to it from day one.
Yeah, because they wanted their pipeline.
Exactly. The moment that you seal the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, then you have to rely on the central pipeline that goes from the east to the west of Ukraine to Germany. That meant that.
But why has Biden killed the Israeli pipeline too? It's just insane.
And then when he did that, at that point, point, and they put put bombs in the eastern side of the near the Lugansk area of the central pipeline. At that point, Putin realized that obviously he had no choice. He had to protect the pipeline to Germany. This is not a bad thing for Germany, by the way, because if it would have cut that line as well, going through Ukraine.
No, you're right. They did blow up some of the lines, and people said it was a false flag. All I know is the globalists are cutting our pipelines off, the Israeli pipeline, the Russian pipeline. I say the more pipelines, the merrier. If the Chi-Coms want pipelines, even though I don't like communists, people need more energy. Don't you agree? It's an act of war against poor people to artificially restrict energy being lowered. Don't you agree with that?
I agree. What we have here is, you and I talked about this in the past, this is the octopus, playing Russia against the United States.
I agree.
And, the moment that Victoria Nuland came back to the White House, I began to take notes.
And for those who don't know, she's the one that helped run the coup 8 years ago with Soros on record, and the one was caught. The Russians released the intercepts where she says, F the Europeans and F Russia and F the Ukrainians. They're literally in there just robbing the place.
Exactly. I think, and the next time we talk longer, because I'd like to clear the lines, but I want to tell you, Alex, you're doing a great job. Please, everybody, support InfoWars. Do whatever you have to do. I don't have any more money to buy iodine. This is a fantastic product,
I hear you, brother. We're under massive Democrat Party attack. Remington went bankrupt and rolled over to them. We haven't. We've been fighting them 4 years, and they've just spent hundreds of millions trying to destroy us. They got CNN specials out to try to annihilate us. They got CIA spy op groups, but we're still, because of you, on air. So we need your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm just going to keep marching and attacking until no matter what happens, until we run out of gas or whatever happens. And I just know as long as I go 110%, God's not going to be mad at me. Yeah, I'm just going to keep going until they arrest me, kill me, put me in prison, or we win. I'm just going to keep going and going. Thanks for the call. All right. Up next here is... that would be Armand in California. Welcome, Armand.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Glad to be on. I just want to talk a little bit. I have concerns about the pace of the Russian assault on Ukraine. It's always hard to understand what Putin's motives are in any theater of conflict, but the Russian military has the capacity to essentially destroy the degraded Ukrainian army, which has been at war for 8 years. They have the capacity to essentially destroy all the hardware in the first 48 hours of conflict.
So yeah, but he's about to seize all that hardware. He's about to run the country. So he wants them to get, he wants to do as much pressure as needed to get him to give up. It's like spanking one of your children. You don't break their arm. You just do enough for them to stop going out in the street. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just concerned of a really, really bloody ground because he seems like he's digging his heels in for the long haul. You know, I mean, he could have occupied Kiev by now if he really wanted to with an air assault. The fact that they haven't, it's deliberate. And
well, tell me your theory. I was just throwing out that they're mainly only targeting military targets. They're trying to get them to just give up and stop becoming a vassal state. Look, Russia's very jealous of Ukraine. Ukraine has always been the big, sexy Hollywood. It's where Russia came from. It's always been richer and more powerful per capita than Russia, whereas Russia's been bigger and stronger and won the wars and saved Ukraine 900 years ago. 700 years ago. So they've been through this over and over and over again, and so they see their big, juicy being their milk cow. I mean, it's true that that's where they get like half their food and stuff being taken away, and they're jealous. It's like watching your wife go off with somebody else and leave. And so what do they, plus, not just like the wife left them, then the wife moves, the boyfriend onto Russia's porch with a shotgun. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, right now, I don't know, it seems like Putin's just trying to sort of destabilize Ukraine, as opposed to just a wide full occupation. Right now, he's just trying to empty out the cities and scare everyone out, essentially. That's what it seems like. He's throwing in a lot of conscripts who have been in the military for only a couple months. He's throwing in cannon fodder from DPR and Luhansk, who are wearing brand new, crisp uniforms.
You're right. I mean, look at this Reuters article that's out right now. Or is that Bloomberg? Putin calls on Ukrainian military to seize power to better negotiate with Russia, because he knows it's a bunch of globalist factions in there. And a bunch of former presidents jockeying for control. He's like, listen, I'll negotiate with the military, which is a very smart move. I would expect this to be over in 48 hours. What do you think?
Right now, it's very strange because the civilians are being mobilized in Ukraine. There's so many variables.
But that's because they don't know. The military already has turned tail and run. There are no real military units fighting the Russians. Those are just people that think it's their job to defend their country. They don't know the deal's already been made.
Yeah, I could believe that. I could believe that there's Western operators.
Okay, most wars are won before they start, brother. I appreciate your call. But listen, I'll go back to World War II and with Poland and with France. In both cases, deals were already made. And so a fraction of the Poles fought back. They didn't know they'd been sold out. I mean, the Poles aren't wimps. They would have held out years, okay? They actually had real leaders. The French only held out a few weeks because most of their high command had already sold out, who were then put in as dictators. So Putin is taking a page from Hitler and saying, hey, you want to be Vichy French? You want to be in charge? Military, hey. It's better than having NATO military running. He says, okay, Ukrainian military, you want to be in charge? And that's basically what's going down here. It doesn't mean I'm endorsing any of this. This is the real world, folks. All right, we got a very special guest joining us with a huge amount of information and more straight ahead.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I've been saying for days, it's not hard to say it, 101, in real wars you invade and then you buy off military leadership to give up, either before you invade or once you invade, and that's what Putin's doing. I've been saying, behind the scenes, most of the military's already stood down, they don't want to be known as traitors, they make deals behind the scenes, so Putin gives them the offer that Hitler did when he invaded France back in 1940. He said, give up, and I'll put the military in charge. Now, I know why Putin did this, and I'm not against the Russians, but I don't like these wars. And I know NATO was bringing in troops and weapons, and they had no choice, but I still don't like any of this. This is dangerous as hell. And now they're getting ready to blame cyber attacks on Russia and escalate things out of control. They got all the talking heads saying, they do one cyber attack, they invoke Article 5, and we go to war with Russia. And if you think the globalists won't do it, and their bunkers to depopulate us, you're stupid. Putin calls on Ukrainian military to seize power to better negotiate. Reuters, AP, Bloomberg, it's all being reported. Reportedly, you have a press conference, we're getting the video. So that's what you do, and that's what I think's going on. This is a real invasion. But they got most of the military to stand down, which you better do when you invade somebody. Royce White joins us for 2 segments. I really appreciate him coming on. He just announced a few days ago that he's running for Congress, and he's a super smart guy. I'm not supporting him in his running against Ilhan Omar because he's a famous NBA player, an MMA guy, or all that, but because he stood up for everybody and against tyranny and against the Democratic Party and against the corrupt Republicans and against the Chinese communists and the Uyghur persecution. And his website is RoyceWhite.us to find his congressional run, or RoyceWhite.substack.com. He's written a great new article, an open letter to Democrats. We'll get to that next segment. But Royce, obviously people want to know they should vote for you for Congress. Anybody be better than Ilhan Omar. But my goodness, an amazingly smart, a Christian, patriot, great looking. You got everything we need, brother. And to unify the people, I couldn't think of a better type of candidate. You could be the new model instead of these people like, you know, Ilhan Omar and this idiot woman, AOC. I don't care if women get elected. That's great. But my God, these communist idiot people is really a problem. But with all going on, I'm sure you want to respond to Russia and to all the news coming out.
Well, thanks for having me back, Alex. You know, it's an honor, man. I'm a big fan. I've been watching the show for some time, and I'm thankful to be able to share, you know, my story and who I am with your audience. We're in a crisis, right? This country is in trouble. I think the free people of the world are in trouble, but this country is in trouble. And, you know, there's a lot of crisis across the board, but I really believe the front line of crisis is citizenship, right? And ultimately, you know, we are in a battle where there are a lot of people in this country that just believe America is dead, right? And there are a lot of people in power who believe that, you know, we're in this sort of managed decline. And I'm not willing to give up the American dream, right? I'm not willing to give up on America. I'm not willing to give up my stake in America. I think that people like Ilhan Omar and AOC think that they're getting some type of quid pro quo deal where when the authoritarians take over, when tyranny really comes down to bear, that it'll miss them. And I see past that, and I'm trying to urge, you know, this sort of free people of America, this populist movement, to press down on the gas and fight back against tyranny, against authoritarianism, against this technocracy, against new world order, globalism.
I love that. Recognize we're under attack by globalists and press on the gas. How do we do that?
Well, I think it's two tiered, right? The grandiosity of the federal government is undermining the meaning of community, and the arrogance of globalism is undermining the value of country, right? And so we have to understand that our citizenship, American citizenship, is the front line of defense against tyranny around the world. And we have to take up that mantle. We have to hold that responsibility. We have to hold the line here in America for our citizenship and the value that it holds and the rights that it holds in order to slow down the momentum of tyranny from here all the way to, you know, the South Pacific.
Man, I just want to get you in Congress. Wow, you'd make, I mean, you're absolutely right. You're dead on. You got a great way of just authoritatively laying it out so simply, whereas I tend to extrapolate forever. Keep going here.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, again, I said the crisis, and let's take a step back. The crisis is really spiritual, right? But we do have to delineate between the spiritual and the political. And when I first came onto the public scene, I was a mental health advocate. I battled the NBA and this sort of global corporatocracy about mental health policy. That was 10 years ago when only people like you and a few select others were talking about globalism, a global corporate community, and the economics-only conservatism and this sort of business-first, money-by-any-means model and method. But when I was doing that, I sort of saw the psychological and mental health as divorced from the political. I thought that the political was beneath me, right? I thought that mental health and the psychological was so much deeper that I could ignore the politics. But in reality, I was mistaken. I was gravely mistaken, because when the political is potent, it has a profound impact on the psychological. And I think that's what we're seeing in this country. And I think that's how globalists have been able to sort of mobilize this liberal American movement.
That's right. They take our pride. They tell us pride in America is bad and dirty, but who are we? We're not Americans. They get us to not take on our birthright, to then be alone and ourselves, so they can give us the new download, which isn't some new pride or better system, but is that we're all at each other's throats and we're all scum and everything's over, and then we believe that and die.
And the biggest lies hide behind the greatest truth, right? And I think America's original sin was slavery. And I'm a black man, obviously. But I believe in America. And I think, actually, a lot of Republicans, and we talked about this before, a lot of Republicans and people on the right, conservatives, miss when they say racism is no longer an issue in this country. No, it's an issue. It's a profound issue. The issue is that neoliberal racism is more profound than any racism we've ever experienced in this country, and it's able to mask itself behind a caricature that they put on the right and on the Republicans. And the prime example of that, as a black man sitting here with you today in front of your audience, there is no greater sign of racism in this country than for a bunch of affluent metropolitan neoliberal whites to want to make this unilateral decision that America is dead, American citizenship isn't worth it, and although black people may have not been fairly compensated in the first iteration of the American dream, we should give ours up for their new global dream. I mean, that's racist. That's paternalistic, low expectation, low worth bigotry in its most pure form.
Exactly. Instead of taking on the birthright that you fought for that's yours right at the moment where you're actually getting it, now you hate it and say it's not yours, like you throw it off a cliff and then join Klaus Schwab, the most greedy, murderous scumbag we've ever seen.
And Ilhan Omar and AOC and many other puppets who fit the criteria to build this sort of front, you know, or use black people as this front for intersectionality, which is, you know, the church of LGBTQ and the brotherhood of globalism, these are the people who they strategically place and use their identity as a calling card to the sheep and the people who are, let's say, headline reading, tacitly Democratic participants.
All right, Steve, right. We got a real leader joining us, Royce White. Find him at RoyceWhite.us. He's running for Congress. If you don't back him for Congress, you're part of the problem. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been on air more than 25 years,
And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made.
Napoleon started a war with Russia and got defeated. So did Hitler. And now Russia is fighting again. Probably not going to go too well.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing.
Joining us is somebody that
has
already been a really successful fight for human rights and was a trailblazer in the NBA, not pushing a bunch of division and George Soros crap, but mental health and standing up for the Uyghurs and you name it. Now he's an MMA fighter. I really like Royce White. I've known who he was for years, but once I got him on, really impressed. I know leadership when I see it. I know not a diamond in the rough, but diamond right there. That's what we need. And, you know, women are great. I hope we get a bunch of women in Congress. But at the end of the day, we need men to be men again. Can you imagine Congress full of men like Royce White at RoyceWhite.us? Can you imagine black, white, Hispanic, old, young? I don't give a damn, but men again. We need men to stand up and realize it's their responsibility to be leaders. It's a genetic fact. The whole enemy attack is about denying the office of men. And women have their office. And women can do anything they want. But women want men to lead. They don't, on average, want a bunch of power to be running stuff. And any system that sells women being in charge, it doesn't really want women in charge. It wants people they can push around in charge. So in the time we've got left in this segment, Royce, and I want to get you back for a full podcast, cover any topics you want for an hour, 2 hours. I'm going to start doing more and more of the Joe Rogan style long, you know, long form interviews I did 20 years ago and stopped a few years ago. But Royce White, what else do you want to impart in the 8 minutes we have left for the listeners?
Yeah, I think that I want to stress again, like I did in one of our previous episodes, about this righteous and divine war. The central reason why I'm very drawn to getting involved and jumping into the political arena is one, we're in a crisis of citizenship, but it's just very concerning to me as an average, everyday American who come from a blue-collar family and a Christian and a Catholic that our mainstream political establishment has basically tried to create, promote, and sustain a culture, a social culture that suggests Jesus Christ and Christianity are anti-Semitic, homophobic, transphobic, xenophobic, and racist. I mean, and some people, whether or not you believe in God or Christianity, may not understand that the attack on Christianity and the Bible is a bigger global agenda, number one. But it's an attack right at the heart of the United States Constitution, because if you get rid of the Bible, then the Constitution is out. So, you know, these are the real dynamics and culture wars that are going on. And I said that there's a crisis of citizenship and a spiritual crisis, but there's also a culture war that's full, you know, full go. And the attack on Christianity is the best symbol of it. And the crisis of femininity, I think, has been pulled out of this sort of attack and demonization of Christianity.
Keep laying it on us then.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the central liberal ethos, you could say, is an unholy alliance where you got your technocratic scientism overlords and beta males who see the best way to sort of insulate themselves with an unexpecting populace was to go after this intersectionality propaganda. And the best people to use or partner with was the liberal white woman. And then by way of attached to the LGBTQ movement and then ultimately used black people as the calling card because of a history of a true and genuine history of oppression.
Absolutely. They steal the crimes that have been done to black folks and their families and literally put blackface on their corporate world government neoliberal takeover. Is that fair to say the left puts on blackface for all their corporations and systems to, like, hide who they really are?
Hey, absolutely. And the worst part about it is, it's very, very obvious. And the way you can tell what makes it so obvious is any black person, for all of their pandering and propaganda and promotion of an idea like Black Lives Matter, let's say, any black person who deviates from the political agenda, who thinks for themselves, who loves this country, who wants to be a Christian, an unapologetic Christian, is automatically ostracized and attacked. And they are the party, they are the cultural movement that says we can't attack, shame, or bully. But they do it. And so, you know, what we have to understand is that the problem in America, it is not between the two parties. The problem is the ever-expanding middle. And the liberals have been able to hijack the ever-expanding middle through the media industrial complex and by grabbing a hold of the legacy institution.
Well, that's right. Well, we're all losing our incomes and our future. They've got us fighting with each other.
Well, they've been able to create a makeshift generic template for your average American voter who just doesn't know any better. Right.
You don't want to be racist. Well, vote for Democrats then. Let me raise this because you're a big, tough guy, MMA, NBA player. You know, you're an alpha male. I'm an alpha male as well. And then I believe I've got a job to do and I'm confident in the rest of it. Growing up and being around a bunch of other big alpha males that were tougher than me made me feel big and strong. But I noticed beta liberals, they get threatened by it and want to extinct it. So what's the difference between males that feel strong around other strong males and it makes you feel stronger, makes you want to be stronger, versus the left that's so threatened by male vigor that we need to get to the next level? Or real femininity. They're at war with women, saying a big fat drag queen is a woman. No, that's not a woman. That's not a goddess. This is a god. These women are like God's little G. You know, like they say in Viggo Mortensen's movie, The Road, it's like this child, this ugly world is a god. It's got the potential to all this power, and it's like men have incredible power, women have incredible power. By recognizing it, we become more powerful together, and then they're pissed at powerful women and powerful men. Why do I feel good around powerful men and make me feel more powerful, but the left then always hates it? Why can't they embrace the power and become more powerful themselves?
It's just an anti-competitive ethos, right? That there's a genuine, deep, profound anti-competitive spirit, and it's part and parcel of a heresy. And the best example I can, this whole dynamic is the traditional Loki versus Thor motif, where, you know, and the feminists have aligned themselves with Loki. And in one of my open letters, I stress to women, you have to understand the reason why Loki is so interested in attacking Thor. It's not just out of jealousy. There's a practicality to it. If I can get Thor occupied, if I can get him incapacitated, if I can kill Thor, then my sort of wickedness will be able to run roughshod over all of the women that are left. And that's the true spirit and sort of motivation of that Loki beta male type character. They want the alpha males to be in prison, to be handcuffed by under the table or back room sellout agreements, or they want us dead. And they're not, and that seems obvious to me.
No, you're right, and you've got a great way of putting things. Join us again soon for a full hour, my friend. We're so glad you're running for Congress. We're so glad you're in the arena like this, and you're right. The Thor versus Loki ethos is really the greatest way to describe it. Scams and fraud versus strength and honor. Royce White, RoyceWhite.us. People should go there. They should support you. They should, in fact, stay there. We got callers I got to get to, but I'll go in the next hour. Callers, will be right back with us. I want to talk about how do people volunteer? How do they get involved? How do we get excited and get you elected? Royce White, RoyceWhite.us. Find his great writing at RoyceWhite.substack.com. We need this guy in Congress. Can you imagine? Whoa, I love it! Humanity has awakened. We are rising from the sleep. This is an incredible time to be alive. And we're going to discover just who's on our side and who isn't.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Segment of this hour, about to go right to your phone calls. But you know, if folks wouldn't have believed in me, we wouldn't be here today. And all we've been through together, you did it, listeners and viewers. And I got to tell you, I support a lot of congressional candidates and quite a few of them, like Senator Paul, we got elected, and others, and Trump. But if we ever give up, they win. And so I come to you constantly and say you should support people. But I got a really good feeling about Royce White. My spider sense just loves this guy. And just senses victory all around him. We need to get him in Congress. And even if he doesn't win this round or the next round, doesn't matter. This is who we need to get in. People like this man. And it could help bring people together and short circuit all their lives. This is the type of guy we need. I think he could beat Ilhan Omar despite all the gangster money she's got and establishment funding if you get excited. So Royce White, I'm glad you threw your hat in the ring here. RoyceWhite.us. How do people in 2 minutes get behind you and go against Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, and thank you for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it and your audience and all the work you've done. I would say we have to stay active. We have to understand that the way the liberal agenda and the globalist agenda has taken a hold of the masses is by controlling them through fear, the fear of this ever-expansive, indifferent middle. All of the people of this country, or the great majority of the people in this country, do not believe in these authoritarian elitist pipe dreams. They are afraid of isolation. And when they see a person like me step up and speak out about freedom and ideas that have been deemed radical by the establishment, and Alex Jones as well, they feel afraid to be able to support us and to be able to open up and say that they believe in these ideas. So we have to hit social media and everything that has tried to bring tyranny down on us. And we have to fight and be loud as the left that has tried to hijack people through fear. We have to become the new energy of this country, and we have to be committed to that fight.
That's beautiful. So how do people get behind your campaign right now? Because you've been a great activist for the Uyghurs and great activist for mentally, handicapped folks in the U.S. You've been fighting for a decade. How do people right now, not play games, help get your campaign going and get behind you right now?
If you believe in freedom, if you believe in the resistance against tyranny, RoyceWhite.us. You can go to our page. You can sign up to volunteer, join our newsletter and email list, and obviously donate if you're able.
That's right. It takes money to win a war. And our listeners are the best. That's why I come to you and people who felt led by the Spirit to do it. We need to get this guy in Congress. Spend a minute on this. What are you going to do even when you get into Congress? And take, I mean, just unseating Ilhan Omar is like the most... I mean, when we had a crappy candidate, we should back him. You're like a dream candidate, brother.
I appreciate that. Well, the first thing I think that we have to do is decouple ourselves from the CCP. Okay, we can't be a country that says we're based on the values of freedom, on the values of justice, on the values of democracy or a constitutional republic, and be dependent on a country that is explicitly opposite. Right. And corrupt as the day is long. We have to decouple ourselves. We have to bring our manufacturing and jobs back to America. And when we do that, we can start to build a new culture and identity about labor, about work, and restore national honor.
I totally agree. All right. Royce White, RoyceWhite.us. Thank you so much. Very exciting. You imagine him in Congress? He was right in the middle of nowhere. I'd support him. He's going up against Ilhan Omar, folks. All right. Let's jam your calls in. I want to get to Mankind, James, Anonymous, Greg, Al Keller, Tom, and Charles, thank you so much for holding. We're going to go in the order they received. Mankind in Arizona, you're first up. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, what's going on, man? Great broadcast today. Royce White, man, wow. He's just incredible. I'm so glad you had him on.
Oh, I go watch his podcast, and I'm busy. I barely watch Joe's, so I love Joe Rogan. I watch his podcast. That guy's smart, man. Don't you tell me, when he goes over like an hour, I learn stuff from that guy.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially when he was talking about the part of him having stake here in America as a black man. That's something I definitely resonate with as well. Black men are out here building for America.
Well, this is your country, and they're telling you that you don't have any part of it.
He has stake here in America. Ilhan Omar does not. She is not from here.
Exactly. She could come here and embrace it, and then she would, but she decides to piss on that stake.
Exactly. And it just, man, I'm really moved in the spirit today because every single phone call, and I'll try to make this quick. I just kind of had two questions. Just number one, our culture is our infrastructure, and real men are out here building while we're going through all of this, and we're listening to you and you're doing what you're doing. But the other caller that called earlier too with solutions to these problems that we know are coming, as far as for the guy who was saying that he was getting that low broadcast TV show or something like that.
Yeah, micro FM, micro AM. Yeah, small. The transmitters are everywhere. They're cheap. They're easy. You plug them into the internet. You tell your neighbors about it. They can pick it up on AM, FM, UHF, VHF. And you just pick a channel that's open. It's beautiful. People love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that was kind of one of my questions.
It's kind of like microbrew beer. Like 30 years ago, nobody knew what it was. 20 years now, nobody wants regular beer. They want microbrew. It's kind of like imagine putting your own little station in. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody loves the micro brew now because they see how effective it is. And again, that's actually what we're doing as a culture. And so, we're out here building infrastructure. I've built my infrastructure with a website that I put up because, again, if they
beautiful. Tell us the name of the website.
It is prophetic.com, or excuse me, prophetic.net. That's P-R-O. P-H-E, T is in Tango, C is in Charlie.net. I've been putting out content. I've been helping redistribute broadcasts and taking things on my own.
It's beautiful what you're doing, sir. We love you. We're going to jump to the next person. We won't get to everybody. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Let's talk to James in Oklahoma. Welcome, James.
Yeah, I just want to talk about give thanks to God and Jesus Christ. Let's give him all the praise for opening up our eyes to what is going on in this world, the deceits of the devil. And
let's be clear, people that are devil worshipers don't get it. They think God needs, quote, worship. No, us recognizing God opens the channel. And, oh, Jesus, we love you. God, thank you. That opens the channel. Our recognition makes the connection. God doesn't need to be worshipped. Worship means once you're in the presence, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is incredible. I totally agree with this. I am in Congress with this. We have to open up the channel and say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. Help me. God is a free will God, not like the devil. The devil rapes you. Christ is not going to rape you. You have to open up. Does that make sense?
That's perfect. That's perfect. That's right. And, you know, we do that by prayer and fasting. And fasting is a big thing, and I just encourage everybody to be able to do that even this weekend and just seek God and what he wants you to do, who he wants you to give money to, who he wants you to talk to, and how he wants you to prepare for what is coming ahead, because we're going to go through these trying times.
I agree. What do you think is about to happen with Russia and everything else, sir?
You know, I see it at de-escalating possibly, but if China invades Taiwan, then it's on. It's just, we're going all the way. We're going all the way.
I agree. If they attack Taiwan, the U.S. is going to go to war with China.
So, I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to that point so those that are waked up to it can prepare even more, but the time is short.
The time is short. Thank you so much. Beautiful points. Let's talk down to Tom in Canada. Tom, welcome.
Hey, Alex. I think Putin's going to look at biking or...
Do me a favor, back off your phone a little bit.
I think Putin's going to take a look at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. It's like the Russian version of the Kennedy Space Center. And he might make a play to connect that with the rest of Russia.
You talked about Kazakhstan and their main NASA base, the Russian space base is there, yes, but your phone's a little distorted. What are you saying you think Putin's going to do?
He might look at connecting the Baikonur Cosmodrome with the rest of Russia, because right now it's in Kazakhstan's territory.
Very interesting things you're saying. I'm not going to be dishonest. I'm not understanding what you're saying. What are you getting at? What is he going to link up? He's got a couple space bases. What's going on?
Yeah, he wants to ensure Russian control of the Baikonur Cosmodrome.
And oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Absolutely. Great points. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Tom. That was a great point. Your phone was just overdriven. I had trouble understanding you. Amazing. Yeah, the globalists are obsessed with space, and they don't want us to know what's going on out there. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. All right, we're going to take more phone calls straight ahead in hour number 4 on this Friday broadcast. Then Saturday, look for emergency reports at InfoWars.com. Every day we're on air is a blessing. Every day is amazing. And we thank God for putting us in attack formation.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.